USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, you know, the sophistication level continuously raising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Democrats hold a seat in a special election.
In a special election Tuesday, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Morse, with multiple news organizations calling the race for Stansbury. New Mexico's 1st Congressional District, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The race extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220 to 211, with four seats still vacant. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Donald Trump Jr. is accusing New York Attorney General Lolita James of leading a political persecution against her father, former President Donald Trump, with her office's investigation of the Trump Organization. James' office announced in May they were investigating the Trump Organization, although no mention of any specific crimes that were being investigated. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden announced on Tuesday he plans to narrow the wealth gap among minorities. Biden unveiling his plan on Tuesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he met with survivors of the city's 1921 race massacre. The massacre gaining attention in recent years after being an often overlooked instance of racism and violence. When it comes to the debate between equality and equity, former Oklahoma Republican Congressman T.W. Shannon tells Fox News,
equal opportunity does not mean equal outcomes. You know, we all come to this great country with different backgrounds. We come from different socioeconomic opportunities. But when you look at what's being proposed by the left, this idea of socialism, you know, they talk about closing the wealth gap. Well, the problem with closing the wealth gap the way the left wants to do it is they want to make everybody else poor, but that does nothing for the guy who's already poor. What we ought to do is try to break the chains of generational poverty, and the only way to do that is through capitalism. Capital is a coward. It will not flow, John, to a hostile environment. And unfortunately, President Biden is proposing corporate tax rates that are higher than even communist China. So if we really want to move the African-American community forward, like in places like in Greenwood, it starts with job opportunity. The best social program in the world is a good-paying job.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1935 when Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game, retires. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.